At a special town meeting Monday evening in the small Berkshire County town of Peru, voters rejected a proposed bylaw amendment that would have raised the noise threshold for wind turbines operating in the town. John DiTommaso, a concerned resident who engaged in grassroots organizing to encourage citizens to attend the meeting, said the language of the proposed change to the town's existing 2005 bylaw was confusing.
The argument was that we have a good bylaw, and that what they were proposing would have weakened what we already have.
Peru's current bylaw says wind turbines are required to operate at a yearly noise average no louder than 40 decibels, a level consistent with safety recommendations by the World Health Organization. The change would bring the noise threshold to 45 decibels for any single 15-minute period, which is actually lower than the current allowance of noise up to 60 decibels for a 15-minute period. Also rejected was an amendment to allow property owners to negotiate a deal with wind developers, sidestepping the noise requirement. DiTommaso said he is concerned over ill health effects caused by wind turbines, including headaches and sleep disruption, and said the changes would have taken power away from citizens in a town that many find is unsuitable for wind development.
If we had voted in favor of the proposal, it would have opened the entire town up for development, so there could have been other areas around town.
Members of the town select board were unreachable in time for broadcast. According to the Berkshire Eagle, William Golden of Acton-based Lighthouse Energy, a company that has been considering developing a wind project on Garnet Hill in Peru, dismissed concerns over health, saying that there is no scientific proof of health effects from these turbines. As wind development is increasingly sought after by state officials along the ridgelines of the Berkshires and surrounding areas, including the celebrated opening of the 19-turbine Hoosac Wind Project in the towns of Florida and Monroe in December, attended by Governor Deval Patrick and others, opposition has appeared in several communities. In February, in the Franklin County town of Heath, voters unanimously approved a ban on wind turbines over 100 feet tall within the town's borders. Steve Ryak, a member of Heath's Clean Energy Advisory Committee that did research on the effects of a potential turbine in the town, spoke to WAMC after the vote earlier this year.
When we did the research, it became fairly clear that there were a lot of issues regarding health and noise. You have to understand that Heath is a town of only 707 people, an incredibly quiet environment, all rural, and we were concerned about what the impact of industrial wind would be on a town like this.
Eleanor Tillinghast of Windwise Massachusetts, a group that warns against the dangers of wind power, said that more citizens across the region are taking action against wind development in their communities.
I think what we're seeing throughout the region, throughout the state, and actually throughout New England, is that people are looking at the experiences of other people who live near wind turbines and saying, we don't want that in our community. The money sounds good, and for some people, that ends up being the most important issue. But for many people, they're looking at it saying, the money sounds good, but our peace of mind, our quality of life, and most important, our health, are much more significant to us.
However, in March of this year, in the Berkshire town of Otis, voters unanimously approved the development of a municipally owned 2-megawatt turbine. A 600-kilowatt turbine is already operating in Otis at company Williams Stone. The debate over wind power in western Massachusetts is destined to continue, as Governor Deval Patrick and his administration have set a goal of developing 2,000 megawatts of wind energy capacity by 2020. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.